acting out was I would say I'm going to a store and just wouldn't come back. I had a loving home. I just was rebellious, and I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And consequently, my behavior got me sent away. One of the incidents that probably did send me up the river, I went to Learners with some friends of mine because I ran away in the dead of winter and didn't have a coat. So I stole this suede coat. But apparently they have a camera system, and I wasn't aware of that. So when they finally caught up with me and I was in court, they were talking about the incident at Learners, and I was like, well, I was never in Learners. They put the old videotape on. It was a black and white video, and it was me. And still, I was in denial. That's not me. And I meant that, you know, the judge wasn't having it, so he was fed up. I wasn't staying put. I wouldn't stop stealing. They decided the best thing for me was to go to reformatory school. So I ended up at two reformatory schools. I think I went to Highland first, Highland School for Girls, and then the second facility was Hudson. And I remember both of them. One I did 1 year, and one I did 18 months. And there was no going home early. You did your time. When I was at Hudson, I met a bunch of wonderful girls. I also learned some things that I was not aware of because I led a very sheltered life. When you first go there and you go in the restrooms, you see like Mary loves Amy or something like that. And you're like, why does that say Mary loves Amy? I didn't understand that. So I said to one of the girls who was in my room, she loved Elton John. She introduced me to Elton John. And so we listened to him on the radio, but she was telling me, that's because they go with one another. And I said, huh? They go with one another? I go, isn't that wrong? And she says, it probably is, but here they do. That was eye-opening. My best memories, when you could go for rec time, they had a room with a pool table. They had a ping pong. I love playing ping pong. They had a jukebox that would play music. I remember the mothers, the women that were there supervising us, they loved L. Green, and they would play the music for us. He would sing. They were really cool. They were really nice to us. It wasn't like you dreaded being there, you just dreaded being locked up. I ran away one time with another friend of mine, and I remember she said, let's try to get away. And I said, it's a long way to the front. And she says, well, they won't spot us at night. We'll be able to get away. She had a family member right outside the reformatory school. That place was really big, from what I remember. It was a really big place. But somehow we were able to get off of it and hitchhike our way to her uncle's house. And while he prepared us sandwiches, he told us he was going to take us to New York. But you know what that SOB did? While we were in the kitchen having sandwiches, he called the reformatory schools and told them that we were there. We were picked up. And because we were in trouble, we got sent to ICE.